In Boston tonight, one of the world's renowned choreographers premieres a piece that's designed to present a new context to classical ballet. It's called Playlist EP, and it's part of Boston Ballet's Full on Forsythe program with choreographer William Forsythe. WBUR's Maria Garcia has more.
Keep going, 4, 5.
69-year-old choreographer William Forsythe spryly hops and sprints, modeling elaborate footwork for dancer Leah Sirio. He's creating a daring piece on the spot called Playlist EP for its world premiere at the Boston Ballet.
I joke with the dancers, and I say, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing because I've never made this ballet before.
There you go.
Of course, Forsythe knows what he's doing and does it really well. He's one of the most influential choreographers in the world, conceiving pieces for top ballet companies in Europe. Playlist EP is his first world premiere for an American company since 1992.
The fact that Bill has chosen this as his new home base, it's like it's the envy of the industry.
That's Mikko Niissinen, creative director of the Boston Ballet. He believes Forsythe is
a ballet choreographer who really pushes the art form forward.
In Playlist EP, Forsythe presents strict, classical ballet moves in the context of popular music.
And so I'm basically creating a kind of a neo-classical ballet, but it's still classical. It's not contemporary ballet at all. It's quite classical, and that's the kind of the key to the piece, is that it's moving in two directions. It's moving historically, it's pointing back, but it's also pointing forwards at the same time.
In Playlist EP, dancers perform classical ballet to this house Jax Jones remix. And to a Barry White classic. Plus Khalid's modern pop R&B. And to this Natalie Cole anthem. This will be an everlasting love. This will be. Here's Boston Ballet's Mikko Niissinen again.
It's very groovy. You know what? I bet anything people will be leaving dancing from the theater after the evening.
Forsythe wants classical ballet to not only survive, but to capture the attention of a wider audience. The key, he says, is to innovate without compromising the rigor of the classic moves.
Ballet is always about recombination. If you just rigorously recombine, you will have all the funk you need.
So you have to get up and stop.
Back at the rehearsal studio, Forsythe is at once playful and deeply meticulous.
Bill Forsythe is a big name, and having him in front of the room can be daunting, but he doesn't make you feel like that.
That's dancer Leah Sirio, who has a solo for Playlist EP. Forsythe wants musicality from the dancers, for them to almost embody the music, and also syncopation, unexpected emphasis on certain beats.
He takes the inspiration, I guess, from you, the dancer, and he imparts what he thinks the music is telling him. So he just like starts dancing around, and you gotta have to be quick.
Watching them work together, Sirio so tenacious and agile, made me think of something artistic director Mikko Niissinen told me earlier.
Our basic motto in an organization is that I want you to be so strong that you can be vulnerable, because only vulnerable artist is interesting.
And there is this vulnerability in presenting this audacious new context for classical ballet. But by the end, Forsythe hopes the audience will be dancing in their seats. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia. The first time it